USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The New York City Police Department on Friday identified four suspects who were allegedly part of a group of people wearing neon green bodysuits on a Manhattan subway train who attacked two teenagers. The suspects were identified as Keonti Alston, Myram Youssef, Dariana Puguero, all 26, and 34-year-old Emily Soto, as being among the group captured on camera punching and tossing around two 19-year-old women in the Times Square subway station early Sunday. As gas prices have risen for 15 consecutive days and OPEC announced production cuts, which could drive prices even higher, Fox News contributor and former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove argued Republicans stand a good chance of gaining control in the Senate after the midterm election on Cavuto Live Saturday, as inflation remains a top concern for all voters. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.